The book is The Fight of Their Lives, and it's about Juan Marichal and John Roseborough. John Rosengren is the author. He's in town this week. We had John on during spring training. We got a great response to it. Okay. We invited him back on to talk about the book. It's an interesting slant he has on that horrific incident way back in 1965 between Marichal and Roseborough. John, welcome to the show today.
Hey, John.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me back, Marty.
Very glad to have you. John, you're in town doing some things, promoting the book and some speaking. Where will you be?
Right. I'll be speaking about The Fight of Their Lives at the Downtown Library Tuesday, July 1st. That's at 6:30, a free event, and co-sponsored by the local Sabre chapter. And then on Wednesday evening, July 2nd at 7 p.m., I'll be at Books, Inc. in Palo Alto.
Very good. Hey, tell the fans, I know you put a lot of time into this book. It's not just the typical, hey, this is what happened on that particular date. You had an angle to it to explain really who these people were, how their lives intersected that day, and what happened afterwards. So give us a little summary of why this book is important.
Well, like I'm sure many Giant fans and just people who have grown up watching baseball, I was familiar with that iconic photograph of Marichal with the bat raised over Roseborough's head. And I was curious, you know, what happened beforehand and what was the aftermath. And I discovered, you know, it was a very turbulent time, the summer of 65, and both men were impacted by that personally. Marichal was concerned about his family's safety while there was a civil war being fought in the Dominican Republic. John Roseborough had just watched the Watts riots occur the week before, and so he was on edge. And it didn't take much during a tight pennant race between the Dodgers and Giants late summer 65 to, you know, spark that those tensions and result in this fight that opened a 2-inch gash in Roseborough's head and touched off a 14-minute brawl. But I think what's the most amazing part of the story for me, and the reason that what hooked me on wanting to write a book about it, was the fact that these two guys eventually reconciled and became friends. And so it's this very touching story of redemption and speaks to the character of these two men. And I'm sure Giant fans don't need to be told about what a great guy Marichal is, but, you know, he proved himself, I think, to be a classy guy by being able to apologize and reconcile.
Hey, John, let me ask you about Marichal and Roseborough in terms of their image coming into that incident. Were they hotheads or were they cool? I mean, was this kind of like out of the blue, or was it to be were they hotheads and this could be expected?
Well, good question. Roseborough was a guy who was very competitive, but as his wife and his daughter told me, he wanted to be tougher than he really was. I think he was one of these guys who was kind of had a tender heart and was a good guy, and he wasn't one to hold grudges either. Marichal was certainly not the kind of guy to go around hitting people in the head with a bat. He was a guy who was his nickname was Laughing Boy. He loved practical jokes, had an easy smile, a cheerful disposition. He was also a very devout Catholic, and he would go to Sunday Mass even when the team was out of town. He prayed his favorite psalm every evening, you know, pray to the Blessed Virgin. So he immediately felt guilty after this and carried the weight of that guilt for years. So it was very much out of character, I think, for both men to respond as they did that day.
Boy, the book is The Fight of Their Lives. John Rosengren is the author. A little different look.
Yeah.
Especially the times, the turbulent times of Roseborough watching the Watts riots and Marichal worrying about his family back in the Dominican Republic. And, you know, Pat, you know, we go through this in our personal lives, things on the outside, and it does affect you in your job. There's
most
no question
definitely.
About it. We never really thought about that.
Yep.
For these two guys, you ask a good question. So just a couple of hotheads getting into a fight, or was it something that maybe there were other issues? So John touches on that. John, how many first-person interviews did you do in this book?
You know, I did it as many as I could, and I also, obviously I wasn't able to speak to John Roseborough. He had passed before I got to this, but I was able to speak to his second wife before she passed several years ago, and then his first wife and their kids. And also Marichal was very gracious in talking to me several times at length about this. So, you know, I tried to get the fresh story and the inside lane on that.
John, where can you get the book? I know you're going to speak at the places you talked about this week, but if someone wanted to pick up the book, where would they get it?
It's available online. It's available at bookstores. I got to promote Books, Inc. because they're having me there to speak. You know, they have several locations around the Bay Area. But also, I have a website called fightoftheirlives.net where people can go. They can watch video of the fight. read excerpts. They can see, you know, listen to radio interviews like this one if they haven't gotten enough. And so it should be, and they can get it at the library too. I got to promote the libraries too.
Oh, I love the library. I go down to the downtown Civic Center library all the time, and
really?
It's a very unique setting, Marty. But you got a great access to all these books,
wow,
like John Rosengrantz. And hey, let me just ask you. I don't know if you can provide some sociological context, but just in today's climate, we saw in the World Cup, Luis Suarez, Biden opponent down in Brazil. He didn't even break skin, and there was a global meltdown. Bob Lee on ESPN was treating like there had been a fatality on a highway. He was just with the, you know, the death voice. So, I mean, this is a pretty unique incident back in 65 with baseball bats. What was the global reaction, or at least the national reaction? Were people melting down, or was it a little more calm?
Well, people were upset, and understandably so. Nobody had ever done anything this crazy before of hitting someone over the head with a bat. I mean, it was arguably baseball's ugliest incident. So, you know, that was widely condemned. Unfortunately, what happened was it was filtered through the stereotypes of the day. And at the time, dark-skinned Latinos were lampooned and made fun of in the newspapers with political cartoons and with writers quoting guys phonetically. You know, Roberto Clemente, well-known how the writers harassed him and made fun of the way he spoke. And you got to remember, these are guys who are coming here mostly as young men, not having learned any English where they were growing up, and now they're trying to navigate a new country, new culture, and a new language. And it wasn't easy, but there wasn't a lot of sympathy. So anyway, the guys were lambasting Marshall and classifying him as this hot-headed Latino, which, as I mentioned earlier, couldn't be farther from the truth.
Wow. Boy, great job, John. It's always fun to have you on. You're a good interview, and the book is terrific, The Fight of Their Lives, and good luck this week, and appreciate having you on.
Right on, John.
Well, thanks. Can I just say, I got to agree with Bruce Jenkins in his column yesterday, how Marshall, nothing against Lincecum, but Marshall has got to be the greatest Giants pitcher of all time.
Well, Bruce is coming up next, so we'll let him defend that himself. Okay.
Good stuff, John. Thanks,
well,
man.
Well, he's got my vote anyway.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, good book.